Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Malaysia and Cuba off its blacklist of countries failing to combat modern-day slavery. Today, they revealed their 2015 Trafficking in Persons report.
The traffickers often use violence to ensure that their profits continue and their crimes are concealed. And that is why this TIP report needs to be read as a call to action.
That was Secretary of State John Kerry. Four firefighters were burned yesterday while battling a Northern California wildfire that threatens 150 homes in the Sierra Nevada foothills. The four were injured as they fought the hot active northern end of the 2-square-mile blaze. Three have been released from the hospital. The other has serious but non-life-threatening injuries. An autopsy will be needed to evaluate what led to the death of Bobby Christina Brown, daughter of the late Whitney Houston. She was found unresponsive in a bathtub in January and died yesterday. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The class of 2015 has been inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame.
On a sun-splashed Sunday in the home of baseball, Cooperstown, New York, the class of 2015 also shined. 3,000 hit member Craig Biggio, 300 game winner and 4,000 strikeout member Randy Johnson, starter turned reliever John Smoltz, and three-time Cy Young winner Pedro Martinez were all enshrined on baseball's hallowed stage. It's the first time three pitchers were inducted in one class, and Biggio played his entire career with one franchise, the Houston Astros. Mike Lindsley, Cooperstown.
North Korean officials are stepping up their anti-U.S. rhetoric as they mark 62 years since the agreement that brought the three-year Korean War to an end. North Korean officials are warning the U.S. that another war on the Korean Peninsula would leave no Americans alive to sign a surrender document. Cities around North Korea are decked out with flags and banners, and North Koreans are flocking to patriotic gatherings and mass dance celebrations. Fiat Chrysler has settled with safety regulators over hundreds of thousands of Ram pickups and Jeep vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the owners of some 500,000 vehicles can trade them in or get money from Fiat Chrysler to have them repaired. The settlement also covers older Jeeps with fuel tanks located behind the rear axle. The fuel can rupture and spill gas in a collision. Stocks got off to a weak start on Wall Street this morning, continuing a recent stretch of losses. The Dow lost more than 100 points in opening minutes. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to kick off the Hunterdon Medical Show in just a few moments, but want to give you an update on the weather. Looks like our temperature is hovering around 84 degrees. Still calling for a chance of heavy rain this afternoon and scattered thunder showers and isolated showers throughout the evening. Looks like we're going to continue to see that thermometer go up over the next several days with the heat index going up and humidity going up. Going to crest at about 94 by Wednesday, 92 into Thursday, and then we get a little bit of a break as the next chance of showers into Thursday evening. Going to be sunny, it looks like, for the rest of the weekend, and temperatures coming down a little into the mid-80s and all that. So stay tuned throughout the course of the week, and we'll continue to give you updates on the weather. And again, you're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We'll be back in just a moment with Chris Phelan here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Hunterdon Medical Center Show.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, I'd like to welcome everyone back here on this Monday, July 27th. The time is 3:06, and this is the Hunterdon Medical Center Show. And filling in today for Larry Cartwright, just covered Larry's show as well, Mental Health Matters. And I want to welcome here to the studios at the Chamber's offices in the CenturyLink building, Margaret Doyle. And actually welcome you. This is your first time here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you here. And we're going to talk a little bit about Margaret's organization, and she is the director of Hunterdon Hospice, and a little bit about hospice and some of the services and programs that hospice does provide. But Margaret, you were just sharing you've had a long run with Hunterdon Medical Center. Maybe you can share a little bit with your listeners about your background, and congratulations as well as assuming the directorship this past January.
Well, thank you. I've been with the Hunterdon Healthcare System for about 21 years now.
Okay.
I started at what was then the Hunterdon Regional Cancer Program,
okay,
which has now grown to become the Hunterdon Regional Cancer Center. And I was there for about 10 years,
okay,
in various roles before transitioning over to Hunterdon Hospice about 11 years ago.
Oh.
I started as a staff nurse, a field nurse.
Okay.
The nurses are called patient care managers because they oversee the care of the patient and coordinate all the services provided. And I did that for a number of years, and then along with that took on the role of the performance improvement coordinator. So looking at the services that we provide and the processes we use and how can we improve the care that we provide and continue to provide high-quality care. And then in January, I became the director.
Okay. Now, your role as director, I'm sure,
yes,
that's much broader now in terms of, responsibilities and the like.
Yes, it is. I oversee a phenomenal interdisciplinary team.
Okay.
And that interdisciplinary team works together to care for the patients and families we provide.
So it's not just nurses that are
involved. No, it's not just nurses. It's social workers.
Okay.
We have a chaplain, Chaplain Jim DeVries from Hunterdon Medical Center, phenomenal.
Okay.
chaplain. We have Dr. Susan Bauman, who's our medical director. We have volunteers. We have over 150 volunteers
Wow.
who are specially trained in hospice care, working with the families in the homes and seeing patients in the nursing home, and working in the office, helping us in the office with the administrative types of things, filing,
Sure.
copying, things like that. And we work with certified home health aides, one of the organizations visiting Health and Supportive Services. We contract with them to provide the home health aides that are in the home. So it's a great team working together to provide care. And when somebody comes to hospice, it's not just the patient who is our quote-unquote patient. We also take care for the family.
Right.
So we have a great team that really tries to collaborate with the family and helping to meet their needs.
Well, you know, somebody may not be familiar with the term hospice, so maybe we could share with our listeners, you know, what does hospice mean? And it is, as you shared, a breadth of different services and opportunities that are available to families and the individual patient as well.
Right. Well, I think one of the, I guess I'll start with a challenge that we face is sometimes the word hospice connotates negative things.
Okay.
Because people associate it with death and dying.
Sure, sure.
And really, hospice care is about living.
Okay.
It's about living the end of someone's life, and that doesn't mean the last days, it can months, with quality.
Okay.
And the quality is defined by the patient and the family.
Okay.
So when somebody says, well, I want to be comfortable, we'll say, well, what does comfortable look like to you? What does that mean to you? Because what comfort means to one person might mean something else to somebody else.
Right.
And it certainly means something else coming from a clinical perspective as to what does comfort look like.
Right.
So we really try to engage the patient and family to identify what their goals are and to help them live out those days with each day being the best day that that day is going to be.
Okay. And hospice as a service that the hospitals had and other, you know, hospitals around the country, is this something that's fairly new or has this been in practice for quite some time?
Well, the hospice movement came to America and started in Connecticut, actually.
Okay. What, where was it originally?
It actually grew out of the Yale New Haven, Yale's nursing school.
Did it start overseas, though, as a movement?
It started overseas in London, yes.
Oh, in London,
with,
okay.
Dame Cecily Tyson. And so she was invited by the then director of the nursing program at Yale University to bring over what hospice care is. And the first hospice was started in Connecticut.
Okay.
We started here in Hunterdon County, I believe, in 1984 we were incorporated.
Okay.
So we've been serving the county
for
and the surrounding
year, sure.
areas since 1984 and have grown significantly
okay.
since that time. I think in the first couple years, I think I saw the stats. 1995, the average daily census was about 25.
Wow.
We're at about 50 now.
Okay.
You know, so.
And does an individual have to be or have a terminal illness to be a candidate for hospice?
Well, I think the term terminal illness often is associated with cancer.
Okay.
So what I'd like to broaden that definition a bit to
sure.
say when hospice is appropriate when someone has decided that further aggressive treatment for a serious illness is no longer warranted.
Okay.
You know, it's not going to be effective. It's not what the patient wants anymore. And so it can be when a cardiac patient has been found that the medications and frequent hospitalizations are really not going to result in quality of life and extended life.
Right.
Or for a patient with a COPD or emphysema, when that disease has really kind of reached a point where, you know, further aggressive treatment really isn't going to improve the quality of life or improve the outcomes for the patient. So, and for a cancer patient, when the patient, you know, when treatment's no longer appropriate or effective for that
right.
patient. And, you know, I talk about the patient, and it's a great time to have conversations with physicians and patients. The physician doesn't have to be the one to say, it's time for hospice.
Okay.
The patient can ask, when is it time for hospice? I'd like to know more about that.
Yeah, I guess that would beg the question then, how does either, you know, maybe the individual patient or family or support persons know when it's the right time, you know, to call for hospice? Because we were talking right before we went on the air, you know, that sometimes folks call and it's a little too late to benefit right. from all of the you know, services that you do provide.
Right, right. When is the right time? I think when the right time is when the family member is talking about either, you know, you're seeing a lot more hospitalizations, you're seeing a decline in their ability to care for themselves, be independent, when they're starting to lose weight, things like that. And it's sometimes patients are not sure. Sometimes right. families are not sure. They can always call and ask about, you know, how things are going, ask for an evaluation. But we always encourage them to talk to the doctor about that because we do need to have an order from a physician to go into the home and
okay.
provide care. And we collaborate with the physician the whole time that the patient's on hospice so that that patient and physician are still connected in that
There's
way.
There's a continuum between the two.
Absolutely. Okay. And the patient gets to choose who his or her physician is. So we're not okay. there to break up a relationship that a patient's had
sure.
with a physician that's really important to them.
Well, if you're just joining us here on this Monday, July 27th on 100 in Chamber Radio, the time is 3:14. Joined here in the studios with Margaret Doyle, who's the director of 100 in Hospice. And we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation. We're talking about hospice and some of those services that are available not only here in Hunterdon County, but the surrounding communities that Hunterdon Medical Center serves. So stay tuned. This is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce filling in today on the Hunterdon Medical Center show for Larry Cartwright, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse and Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center show. It is 3:18 on this Monday, July 27th. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright once again, but want to welcome back here into the studios at the CenturyLink building, Margaret Doyle, who is the director of Hunterdon Hospice, and we've been talking about the hospice and the many different programs and services that are available to patients here in Hunterdon County. We were talking a little bit about like when the right time was for yes. that family to, make, that kind of informed decision on the mm-hmm. type of services that they need. But will a doctor let the patient know when they should seek, from the care from hospice? Is that something that's now pretty routine for the family doctor or specialist? Or
I think the physicians are becoming more comfortable talking to okay. the patients about hospice care. I think there's some thought that sometimes physicians feel bad about referring to hospice because it's the last ditch,
okay.
it's the last thing. Where I'd really like to see that change and say, hospice is really an option.
Okay.
It's really a great option for patients and families when, again, treatment is really no longer appropriate. Aggressive treatment isn't going to result in a better outcome. And
right.
It's not going to result in more time at home or things like that. So it's a great option for patients and families. And physicians are more in tune with even calling the office to say, I'd like to refer a patient. I'm not sure. Can you evaluate? And that's a great opportunity for us to not only engage with the patient and family, but to engage with the physician. Hunterdon Medical Center in March of 2015, just this past March, we had an end-of-life summit. It was a real great opportunity for physicians. Two physicians and a board member funded having Dr. Stephen Pantelot from UCSF come out
okay.
and talk about end-of-life and palliative care.
Wow.
And they started with evening sessions, having a dinner roundtable with various physicians, the next day having grand rounds where they had over 100 physicians attend grand rounds, and then more breakout sessions with family practice physicians, the hospitalists.
Oh, wow.
And what was so exciting to be a part of that was to hear physicians talk about, well, I don't know, what to say. How do I have these conversations? And what it's done is we now have a small end-of-life team
okay.
that the palliative care is involved in, hospice is involved in, various physicians from the practices are involved in. And what we're doing is creating a toolbox, if you will,
okay.
of resources for all physicians to have at their fingertips to either be able to initiate the conversation. Maybe they don't know what to say, how to say it, to have what are the guidelines, what makes somebody appropriate for hospice? When do I refer to hospice? Or, is a referral to palliative care more appropriate? And so we're really trying to engage the physicians and educate them, and they're really open to that education. So that's really been a great opportunity and a great thing. And I think one of the unique things about Hunterdon that they have this core, group of physicians who serve
all integrated,
the community.
Sure, the
they're
network,
integrated,
sure.
and they have relationships with their patients, and they want to improve them.
Right. That's great. In terms of the evaluation, maybe
mm-hmm.
we could share a little bit with listeners so if they haven't gone through this process, they get a little bit more comfortable with understanding how that evaluation process works and
sure.
what are some of the steps and things that are covered during that evaluation.
Well, to start with, Medicare fully funds hospice care.
Okay.
So if a patient is a Medicare-eligible patient, all of the services provided by hospice are fully covered by Medicare. They don't get a bill.
Okay.
And so Medicare has guidelines, though, as to when a patient is appropriate for hospice based on their disease. They have guidelines for Alzheimer's disease, cardiac disease, pulmonary disease, cancer, and other guidelines for some of the other various diseases, ALS.
Okay.
And so either the physician will identify that a patient is, appropriate based on those guidelines, or if the physician's not sure, a nurse from our organization will go out and do just a physical assessment of the patient, take a history from the family member or their patient, gather information from the physician that he or she has shared with us regarding the medical history of the patient. And if they're meeting the guidelines and the family's interested and the physician's in agreement, then we can admit that patient to hospice services. If we're not sure if the criteria are met, what we do is, as a team, an interdisciplinary team, we meet weekly.
Okay.
And we discuss our patients who are currently on service and the new patients who've come on service so that we're all aware of the patients we're serving. But then that's an opportunity for us to bring these patients who we're not quite sure if they're appropriate yet, okay, and have the input of the medical director, the chaplain, and the social worker, et cetera, and the other clinical staff.
Wow.
And so if the patient's, you know, deemed appropriate at that point, then, you know, we'll contact the physician and facilitate admission. If not, we'll contact the physician and follow up with the family, and they can call us again, and we can go out and reevaluate again. There's no cost to the patient or family for an evaluation visit,
okay,
nor does it interfere with any other services that they're receiving. So if somebody's in a nursing home getting subacute rehab, for us to come in and evaluate the patient doesn't cost anything, nor does it interfere with those services. So, you know, an evaluation is really kind of easy. And sometimes people just want an information visit. Can you come and tell me
sure,
what it's about?
What it's about. Okay.
And we're happy to do that.
Do you provide any of those, like, information sessions throughout the year that folks can just come and hear a little bit more and become educated?
We do go out to the community,
okay,
and provide little education sessions. We go out to physicians' offices to
sure,
educate their staff. So we do have opportunities. When there are community days, we'll always have a table
right,
to provide any kind of information about hospice services. So, yes.
How about in terms of, you had mentioned earlier about the not only treating like the physical symptoms mm-hmm, if somebody's in hospice, but about that emotional dimension, both for, you know, the patient and the
and
support
the
and the family that
yeah,
is there as well.
Hospice care really encompasses the whole of the individual and family. It's really holistic in that it looks at not only the physical, but it looks at the psychosocial, emotional components, as well as the spiritual components of what that person and family may be experiencing at end of life. And so, for example, sometimes pain is not just physical pain. Sometimes there's an emotional pain associated
sure,
with it. Maybe there's been a break in a relationship that somebody hasn't had the opportunity to resolve. Sometimes it's perhaps a younger mother leaving behind children. You know, that's a real emotional
sure,
pain. And so we really try to look at all the aspects of care. As far as spiritual support, if somebody, it's not uncommon for, say, a parent to come into their child's home so that maybe that parent is not originally from this area and doesn't have their his or her spiritual support in the area. And so our goal would be, if that's something that's wanted, we would help to find those resources for them, or our chaplain would provide them if that's what they would like. So it's not just looking at, you know, pain or respiratory distress. The other thing is that hospice provides bereavement support for the family for a full year after someone
oh,
has
wow,
died.
Okay.
Yes. So, and we do that in varied ways. We have mailings that come out to people's homes. I love the mailings. They come out once a month. And the great thing is that it's kind of a personal thing. So you can decide to read it or not.
Okay.
If you read it and you like it, you can keep it. If not, you might know somebody else who would like it.
Right.
We have support groups. In the evening, we have four different
okay,
support groups. We have two adult loss support groups, and then we have two support groups for those who've lost a child.
Okay.
And we also have a youth art support group, and that's kind of unique to us.
Hmm.
It's I believe it's about a 12-week program, and it's for children from the ages of, say, kindergarten through high school.
Okay.
And they're broken into age-appropriate groups. And it's a time where they come in related to a grief. They don't have to have been on hospice. Their family member doesn't have to have been on hospice to be able to participate in any of the bereavement support groups
okay,
that we have. But especially for the Youth Art Bereavement Support Group. But they can come in, and there are each week focuses on a different project. And
okay,
that project's goal is to help them identify perhaps the grief that they're experiencing. So what the goal of the program is to teach these children skills to deal with their grief as they're going on. But at the same time, it provides support to the parents
okay,
in how to help their kids and help the parents in with their own grief, with whatever the death has been.
So it's really a combination of,
yeah,
of again, like you use those words, holistic for the
yeah,
the family to, you know, recover and move forward. And
move forward.
Yeah. Well, if you're just joining us here on 100 in Chamber Radio, it is 3:28. We are joined here by Margaret Doyle, who's the director of 100 in Hospice. This is Chris Phelan with the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce and filling in today for Larry Cartwright here on the 100 in Medical Center show. We're talking about hospice here at 100 in Healthcare and the various programs and services that are available to both families and patients who may be seeking this and or maybe just want to become a little more educated. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue that conversation and hear a little bit more and how you can go ahead and also get in touch with Margaret and the entire program here at 100 in Hospice, get some more information as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to 100inchamberradio.com.
The 100 in County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present 100inchamberradio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of 100 in County, New Jersey.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Two 14-year-old boys are...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are visiting Florida and Georgia to see firsthand damage caused by Hurricane Michael, which left at least 19 people dead. The president spoke on how the government will be helping folks out.
Got blown right off the pudding. So our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
A team of investigators entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on Monday for what Turkish officials are calling a joint inspection of the building where the journalist from the United States disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is also on his way to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king. Political consultant David Telfuri reminds us of one thing we need to remember when dealing with Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is an important ally, and we need to maintain that alliance, but Saudi Arabia needs us more than we need them. So we do have to have a response. If Saudi Arabia is responsible for this killing, it has to be a targeted response.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Retail sales are slowing, it appears. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Commerce Department reporting on Monday morning that retail sales gained just a tenth of a percent in September, the same as in August. Retail analysts were forecasting a six-tenths of a percent increase. Most retail categories did show gains, though restaurant and bar revenues fell by 1.8%. That's the steepest drop-off in nearly 2 years, dragging down overall retail sales figures.
Medicare's open enrollment period began today and runs through December 7th. Now, these changes will take into effect January 1st. One of the new rules for Medicare is that if you choose an Advantage plan during the fall enrollment period and you're not happy with that plan, up until March 31st, you'll be able to switch to another Advantage plan or back to original Medicare. Officials are also reminding you to make sure you double-check that your doctor and hospital are still part of your provider network. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Four men were shot to death following a disagreement between two families at a birthday party for a one-year-old near Corpus Christi, Texas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The shooting took place in the small Texas town of Taft, which is about 12 miles north of Corpus Christi. One suspect has been taken into custody, but authorities are searching for another, identified as 37-year-old Ronnie Rodriguez. I spoke to Sergeant Nathan Brantley of the Texas Department of Public Safety about what led to the shooting at the birthday party.
There was some type of a disagreement or something that caused an argument that incited. It went from an argument and it escalated quickly to people being shot.
A nonprofit auto safety group has demanded two automakers recall 2.9 million cars and SUVs, saying they could catch fire. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
The Center for Auto Safety issued a statement on Friday calling for Hyundai and Kia to recall Kia Sorento, Kia Optima, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Santa Fe, and Kia Soul vehicles. Executive Director Jason Levine said the number and severity of these complaints when people are simply driving their cars on the highway is frightening. They also cited at least a dozen instances where a fire occurred after consumers had an engine-related recall performed. Hyundai told car news site Jalopnik it already addressed the underlying problems with the cars in previous recalls.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. The weather today, the chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m.